Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What do the United States of America and Great Britain have in common? Well, in light of the most recent election in Great Britain and the economic situation the country is in, I would like to say that there is turmoil coming pretty soon in both countries. Let me first of all read to you from an article which was published in Times, a British paper, on May 6th, on the election day of Great Britain, saying Britain is in trouble. It is no longer clear that Britain will be able to remain a great power, or a harmonious society, or one prosperous enough to be able to guarantee its citizens liberty and justice. This country could well become less than it was, less prosperous, less cohesive, less significant in the world. The state has become more intrusive, as it has become larger, threatening civil liberties. We are not going forward, we may go back. The price of our borrowing will have to be paid. Across Europe, you can see the social breakdown that is the inevitable consequence of government and people living beyond their means. Murder, arson, and riots may be a Greek tragedy today, but this tragedy awaits any European nation that does not begin to reduce its public borrowing. When I was reading that, I wasn't just thinking of European nations. I wasn't just thinking about Great Britain. I was thinking about the United States of America, because I felt that what's being explained in this article almost mirrors our situation in the U.S. today. And I am by far not the only one who is saying that. Let me read to you from an article by the German paper Der Spiegel Online, which was published on May 3. The conditions that prevail in Greece exist in many countries, which is why governments around the world are paying such close attention to how and if the Europeans gain control over the crisis. Washington is worried about being drawn into the vortex of national bankruptcies itself. The national debt has exploded in the United States in the last 2 years more than in almost any other country. The U.S. budget deficit has now reached $1.6 trillion, or 10% of GDP. The national debt is now over $12 trillion and is forecast to expand to more than $20 trillion by the end of the decade. At that point, Americans will be paying $900 billion a year in interest alone. He goes on to say that the disastrous financial situation is in large part due to behavior during the years under former President George W. Bush. At the time, Americans became accustomed to consuming far more than they produced. But current President Barack Obama has also contributed substantially to the biggest American budget deficit since World War II. His health care reforms alone will cost the government about $900 billion in the coming years. And the military presence in Iraq and Afghanistan will swallow up $160 billion in the coming budget year. The article goes on. At any rate, experts like Harvard economic historian Niall Ferguson warn that confidence in the United States could be lost at some point, and that this could come as a complete surprise, with a single piece of bad news serving as a spark and potentially triggering a global conflagration. The alarm bells should be ringing loudly in the United States, says Ferguson. He points out that historically, large empires like the Roman Empire also fell into decline because they overextended themselves economically. Now, when CNN starts attacking Washington for its incapability or unwillingness to deal with the financial economic situation, then you know that we are in bad, bad shape. And here's an article which was published by CNN on May 6. It's from the Jack Cafferty file. And this is what it says. If the fires and riots in Greece don't get Washington's attention, my guess is a 1,000-point drop in the stock markets this afternoon might. And you all heard about it, and they're still trying to figure out what happened. But, of course, the Greece situation didn't help. He goes on to say, Greece is a world-class welfare state. People retire in their 50s and are accustomed to government handouts at every turn. Here in the United States, we have a growing welfare state. Food stamps, aid to dependent children, unemployment insurance, Medicaid, rent subsidies, welfare, and millions of illegal aliens. We have a $12 trillion debt that we are unable to pay. At some point, we are going to be faced with the realization that we can't do it this way anymore. When that day comes, there will be cuts. Drastic, draconian cuts. Suffice it to say that when they start cutting, it's going to make a lot of people unhappy. The real tragedy is it's preventable. But no one in Washington has the guts to confront this issue head on. It's the ultimate act of selfishness and betrayal. We are literally destroying the lives of Americans who haven't even been born yet. Our children, our grandchildren will suffer the effects of our irresponsible fiscal policy. Look at Athens, look at Washington, do the math. But if our economic situation and the inability of our politicians, our leadership to deal with it isn't bad enough, think of what recently happened in New York when some terrorists tried to blow up a car in New York City. Of course, this was again a wake-up call for all of us to realize how fragile and vulnerable we are in this country from inside and outside attacks. But even prior to this attempted blow-up, an article was published by Newsmax on April 29, which had this to say. A Hiroshima-sized nuclear device smuggled into the U.S. inside a cargo container detonates in California's port of Long Beach, killing 60,000 people instantaneously, exposing another 150,000 to deadly radiation, touching off massive fires, and forcing the evacuation of 6 million panicked people in the Los Angeles basin. Could it happen? Top experts say it not only could happen, but it's more likely than not to occur within the next several years. New York Times best-selling author Kenneth R. Timmerman, who was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006 for his work exposing Iran's nuclear program, warns that a nuclear strike against a high-profile American target remains the number one goal of Islamic terrorists. And when they do strike, the experts say, America almost certainly will be grossly unprepared to handle it. These are bad news. Did you know that the Bible has prophesied thousands of years ago that in these end times, both Great Britain and the United States of America will fall? They will fall. But the good news is they will also rise again as powerful, influential nations, but not in the way most people expect. If you want to know what is really going to happen to both the United States of America and Great Britain, we have prepared a free booklet. It's free for the asking. It's talking about the fall and rise of Britain and America. You can also read it online. You owe it to yourself. If you want to know what the future of these great nations is, to read our free booklets on the matter. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.